our Christmas program tonight, we'll have a few of the kids are going to be doing a recital piece on the piano. And the first one tonight is Elijah McAfee, going to be playing the piano, Coventry Carol. All right, up next, also on the piano, Carson Gaddis is going to do I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Thank you.
All right, and then we have Ella McAfee also on the piano. It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Now we'll start the Christmas play, The Meaning of Christmas.
Full of goodies.
Can that really be all there is to Christmas?
That's all we see here when we look around.
Yeah.
No, you've got it all wrong. That's what the world wants you to think. Christmas is about Jesus. He is the child born in Bethlehem.
Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 7, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Ever.
Luke chapter 2, 8 through 14 says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
R means he is our Redeemer, and I is our Emmanuel.
Isaiah 47:4 says, As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 7:14 says, Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping.
S is the star the wise men followed. T is for the three gifts they bring, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 2 says, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and are come to worship him. Thank you.
for adoration, for he deserves our worship, and S means he is our Savior.
Luke 2:11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
The meaning of Christmas. The world celebrates this time of year with parties and friends and family near. Unaware of what Christmas is really about, and even some Christians start to doubt.
But a babe wrapped in manger bare is really worth all the trouble and care.
Should we neglect our tradition, give up our magic and fun? Will it matter anyway when all is said and done?
Slowly we turn from the Savior who came, humble and lowly, Jesus is his name.
But there is still time that we cannot waste. We must tell the world, and we must be in haste, that Jesus is the reason for this Christmas season. The question many ask is,
who is this Jesus?
A. Alpha and Omega.
B.
Bright morning star.
Amen.
E.
Everlasting Father.
F.
Friend of sinners.
Amen.
G.
Giver of life.
Amen.
H.
Highly exalted.
Ma'am.
I.
Emmanuel.
J.
Just one.
Yes.
K.
King of kings.
Amen.
Lord of lords.
Amen.
Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am?
Jesus, there is no place.
title for the play tonight was The Meaning of Christmas. I know you saw that as we went throughout the play tonight. Started off with the young men describing what they believed to be what Christmas was all about. And you know, the majority of the world over the next week or so, that is the definition of Christmas to them. Definition of Christmas is a present, it's a food, it's maybe spending time with family. But I tell you, the real definition, the real meaning of Christmas was Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, coming and being born of a virgin to save mankind. The Bible said in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That is why He came. We hear stories of Christmas and stories and fairy tales, and that's all fun for the kids and fun for even some adults to go along with the decorations and all those things. And we enjoy that time together as families, but the meaning of Christmas, it goes a whole lot deeper than us giving each other presents and spending time together. Yeah. That's a nice thing we get to do, and a good time for family and fellowship. But I want to very briefly give you just three things very quickly, and then we're going to fellowship afterwards on what Christmas means to me. What Christmas means to me. We just heard all those acronyms and all those descriptors of what Jesus Christ is and who He is. We heard it in the songs and the audience participation and by Jackson when he was going over what Christmas means and went down through the acrostic of Christmas, of all the things that Jesus is. Do you understand tonight that Christmas, it means a whole lot to me because my Savior came to this world and was born of a virgin. You know what Christmas means to me? It means salvation.
Amen.
Christmas means to me that I do not have to go to hell.
Amen.
I'm going to heaven when I die. That's what Christmas means to me, the fact that Jesus came and He was a baby. He was born of a virgin, but He did not stay a baby.
Amen.
He grew up and He was a child just like these kids. And He became a teenager, and He became a man. And as a man of 30 years old, He started His public ministry, and for 3.5 years He preached, and He went to a cross for you and for me.
Amen.
So when I think about Christmas, I think about Jesus coming and being born of a virgin. That's one of the things Christmas means to me. I just have a few verses. I'll just stay in the book of John and read them for you. The book of John chapter 9 and verse number 39, and Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind." Yeah. Talking about He came for those that are blinded by Satan. The Bible talks about that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are blind. And Jesus came to be the light of the world.
Amen.
He came to make a way for salvation. John chapter 12 and verse number 46, the Bible says there, "I have come a light into the world. Whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." God does not want us to live in darkness.
Right.
He wants us to have Jesus Christ. And so one of the things Christmas means to me, it means salvation. It means that He came to save me. The Bible said in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." The greatest gift that was ever given on Christmas was God giving His Son for you on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Romans 5:8. Romans 10:13 said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Amen.
You know what Christmas means for me? It means a home in heaven.
Amen.
It means I'm not going to hell.
Right.
And I'm thankful for what Christmas means to me.
Amen.
The question tonight, and I got two more very quickly, but what does Christmas mean to you? If the extent of the meaning of Christmas for you is just the presents and family, that's a good thing, but that's not what the meaning of Christmas is really all about. It's salvation. Not only that, but it's stability. John chapter 10 and verse number 10, "The thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly."
Yeah. Yeah.
You You know, one of the reasons I'm thankful for Christmas and what it means to me, it means I'm safe. It means I have some stability in my life.
Yes. Right.
Yep. And there's people that go through this life and it's just struggle after struggle. And I know life can be hard at times. But I tell you, because I know Jesus and I know Christ is my Savior, I can have peace in a wicked, dark world.
Amen.
Things are so rough and bad out there. And I don't know how anybody does it without Christ.
Amen.
You know what Christmas means to me? It means that I have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. It means that I have a redeemer. It means that I have a comforter. It means that I have a peace giver that is in me.
Amen.
And I have some stability. I'm thankful Amen. That I don't have to go through life every day with just utter chaos, because I have peace inside of me.
Amen.
And that's because Jesus Christ came to give you life, and not just life, more abundant.
Amen. Amen.
People might say, well, this is all there is to life. I just got to be miserable all the time. And I want to tell you, you don't. Life can get hard, and we understand that. We're living in hard times. But I have a peace inside of me. When I go to bed tonight, there might be things in my heart and mind, but I'm going to go to sleep knowing that God's in control.
Yes.
Why? Because He came and was born of a virgin.
Amen.
Because He lived a sinless, perfect life for you and for me. So Christmas, what does it mean to me? It means salvation. It means stability. And it means security for my future.
Yep.
The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 28, there's a ton of verses we could use. I'm just trying to stay right here. John 10, 28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You know what Christmas means to me? I don't have to worry about tomorrow.
Yes, amen.
Jesus has it taken care of.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about where I'm going to go when I die.
Amen.
I'm going to heaven.
Yes.
Because I accepted Jesus Christ as a 9-year-old boy into my heart.
Yes.
And He saved me. He came, was born of a virgin, lived through that life, died on the cross for you and me.
Amen.
And He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know what I think about Christmas? I think about my Savior coming and dying for me, and to give me life, to give me abundant life, to give me eternal security, to give me a future, a home in heaven. I tell you what, that sounds a whole lot better than some of the temporal things that Christmas means to other people.
Yeah,
right.
I told the folks at the nursing home this, and I'm going to close. We say, tell me the story of Jesus. The kids just sang that a moment ago. Write on my heart every word. Man. I tell you, that's a wonderful story. I mean, all over the world, people should be reading the Christmas story. How Jesus Christ came and was born of a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful story it was. In the Old Testament, God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. They were in bondage. They were being hurt every single day. God rescued them. And He did the same thing for us when He saved us.
Yeah.
And He brought them out of Egypt, and He told them to tell the story to their children. Tell them about how I brought you out. Tell them what God did for you. And as time went on and generations went on, the Bible said there rose a generation who knew not God.
Cool.
And do you know what's sad tonight in Warrior, Alabama, in Hayden, Alabama? That there are some children out here in these houses that have never heard the story of Jesus. They're going to wake up on Christmas morning, and they're going to enjoy the presents, and they're going to enjoy the thrills, and they're going to see the cartoons and all those things that we enjoy around Christmas time. And they've never one time heard the story of Jesus and why He came.
Amen.
You know what Christmas means to me? It means salvation.
Amen.
I'm not going to hell when I die.
Amen.
It means that I can have an abundant life. I can have peace and joy and real things that people think are unattainable.
Right.
I have those Amen. Through Jesus. And it means that I have a future.
Amen.
And you know what? I want my kids, and I want the kids of this church. I want every child in here to know the story of Jesus. And I want them to know that as time goes on and Jesus tarries His coming, that there's somebody that they can count on.
Amen.
There's somebody they can rely on. Why? Yep. Because He came.
Yep.
I'm thankful that Jesus came. The question tonight for you is, what does He mean to you? If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then Christmas, all it is to you is the presents, the food, the credit card bill after Christmas. That's all it means to you.
Right.
It means so much more to me. I'm thankful for the presence in the family. We're going to get together and do all those things. But guess what we're going to be on Christmas Day at 11 o'clock? We're going to be right here in church, worshiping the King.
Yeah.
thanking him for what he did for us. But what does Christmas mean to you? Who is Jesus to you? He's more than just a story.
Amen.
He's more than a fable. He's not a fable. I'm thankful for who Jesus is to me. Amen. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to have a time of fellowship. And we want everybody to stay. Tell the kids they did a good job and stay and eat with us and enjoy the time of fellowship. But before you leave, if there's anybody here that does not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I wish you'd get with me or get with one of the folks in our church after church and let us take and show you the verses I just mentioned to show you how you can be saved.
Amen.
It's not in church membership. It's not in giving money. It's not in the baptistry. It is in the blood of Jesus Christ and what he did for us on the cross.
Amen.
He did all the work. There's nothing we have to do. And we can take and show you those verses. Don't leave here without knowing Christ as your Savior.
Amen.
I tell you, it'd be an awful thing to come to a Christmas play about our Savior, that he came to die for you and leave and die and go to hell. That'd be an awful thing. We don't want nobody to go there. This ought to be a joyous time.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus is our Savior.
Yes.
Your Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. And Lord, I thank you for being a great God and a great Savior. Thank you for being my friend. And Father, I'm thankful that Christmas means a whole lot more to me than what this world portrays Christmas as being. Father, as a child of you, Lord, as a child of the King, Father, Christmas means a whole lot more to me. I'm thankful for all that you've done for me. I'm thankful for these kids, Lord, and this church that have come together. I'm thankful for every person that have come through these doors.
Yes,
Lord, I pray that there's anybody here that doesn't know you as their personal Savior. Lord, that they would accept you today. You made it so very simple. Lord, we just have to believe that you died on the cross, you were buried, you rose again, that you did that for us. Lord, we just have to admit we're a sinner. We need a Savior, Father. And Lord, ask you to save us, Lord, and you promised you would do it.
Amen.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we're thankful for that tonight. Lord, if there's anybody here that does not know you as their Savior, Father, would they do that this very moment? God, we love you. We thank you for loving us. We pray you bless the food, the fellowship, Lord, and thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll be dismissed. We're going to head down the hallway back here to the back to fellowship with the cast members of our play tonight.